We end up Lamed Hey Med Aleph, one line before the lines start getting wide. Ahu Gavre Da'afkid Kipi Gabe Chavre. There's a person that had Nizamim, he had rings. Seems they were expensive rings, and he gave it a pikodin that his chava should watch it. Omalei, so as a month later, so the mafkid went over to the nifkat, and he told them, Havli kipoi, give me back my rings. Omalei lo yadana heicha svinu. I don't know where I put them away. There's some place in the house, but I don't know where they are. I can't give it back to you. Also, lekamei de Rav Nachman, so they came to Rav Nachman. Omalei kol lo yadano pshiyuso, so you're a pesheya. What do you mean you don't know where it is? So you're a pesheya, zil shalom. So pay. You have to pay for them. He's entitled for his rings. You don't know where they are, so you are pesheya bishmiroscha, so pay for them. Loi shilem, the nifkat wasn't too cooperative, he wasn't up to pay. Ozo Rav Nachman, agbei lapatne mine. So Rav Nachman went, and he took the law in his hands, and he was goive his alma in his palace, from the Nifka, that seems there were expensive rings, and he's not paying for it, so he was goive the apadne, and he gave it to the mafkid. L'soif ishtakech kipi. Later, the kipi were found. V'yaker, and the price went up, they're more expensive. So now the whole ASIC was worthwhile for the Nifkat, that so he took, the Mafkid took the Apadne for the value of the Kipi, which were Bishas, he gave it to him for a Pikodin. And now the Kipi went up, the Shavis went up, so Baruch Hashem, so now he gained from the deal. The kipi are worth more than the apartment. Omar Rav Nachman, so Rav Nachman said, Hodri kipi lemorayu. You return the kipi to the owner, Bahodra apartment lemore. You're not going to be marviach anything from this Isaac. You return the rings and he'll return back to you the apartment. Omar Rove, so Rav said, "Have a yisivne kame de Rav Nachman." I was sitting there b'shas the din teire. Upirkin amafkid have. We were then learning perik amafkid. Omri lei. So I asked Rav Nachman, "Shilein v'leirotza lishova." So I asked him. The Mishnah says that if the nifkat pays for the pikodin. So later, if there are revochim that come about, the Mishnah is speaking about kefil, that if they found nimtza ganev, so the revach of the kefil belongs to the nifkat, since he paid for it. So I asked him, so you're paskening fakeld from a Mishnah. He paid already for the kipi. He paid with his apartment. So memele, so now the revochim that come about for the kipi should belong to the, from the kipi should belong to the nifka. Blayahadali, he didn't answer me. Upon him we see the Gedolei Ameroim were Nizr Bolshoina. He asked him four words, he said. He said over the Loshna Mishneh, Omrilei Shilem Vilei Rotza Lishav. He just said that. The Mishneh says Shilem Vilei Rotza Lishav, and you hear the Kasha. That's all what Rav had to say. Rav Nachman did nothing but to tell him. Rav Nachman held the Kasha. The Kasha is no Kasha, and some Emela, so he doesn't have to answer him. Then Rava said, "V'shapir ovad lo yhatali." Very good. He did very good by not answering me, because the kasha doesn't begin. My time, hosam lo yatrechei lebei dine. The case of the Mishnah, so the Nifka did a teiva to the mafkid. That means he could have patted himself. And he went and paid on his own accord. He wasn't matriach, the mafkid, to the teire, to schlep out the money from him. So memele, because of this, there's a numdene that if a revach will come out, that the mafkid is maskim to be makne the revach, or it's pora lekfeil, or the whole pora belongs to him. A kaponim, that since the nifkat was mated with the mafkid, so the mafkid will be mated with the nifkat. But that's with le'atrche le'beidine. Ahoche atrche le'beidine. But over here, the nifkat did not pay in his own accord. If he would have listened to Rav Nachman and paid by the way, both could end so, but here's Atrechei Lebeidine. So Memele, so that's why he is not entitled to acquire the Shvach of Yoiker that occurred with the Kippur. Zok the Gemara, Lememre the Sovar of Nachman the Shume Hoda. And Rav Nachman holds Shuma Hoda. We'll see exactly in Rashi what the Duba is now. So the Gemara says, Shani Hosom, the Shuma Betois Have, the Kohavi Kipi Meikore. The Kipi were all the time by the Nifkat. Now let us see Rashi. Zitrashi kipi nizomim. V'yakir yeser al hadomim shepor al abaylam. Was worth more than how much the nifkat paid the baylam. Havi yisivne kshedon dinze. When Rav Nachman paskin de shayla. Upirken hamafkid have. Upeperik se hayinu oiskim. We're learning perik hamafkid. V'omri lei shilayim v'lei rotsa li shova. Tony Masnison, the conic failure. That if he paid, so he's kind of the careful. Vainami Shilim, the Likne Ravcha the Iyaka, so he should be kind of the Revach of the Yoika. Just like in the Mishnah, he's kind of the Revach of the careful. So he told them he was Atrele Beidina. Now the Gemara asks another kashe, does Rav Nachman hold the Shuma Hoda? And what is this Indian of Shuma Hoda? Nichsei loive sheshomu bezn lebal choyv. What is the din? If there was a bal choyv that owes the malva money, he didn't have any money, and bezn was goive Mechosim, Makarke, from the Loive. So, Be'etzem, Me'iker Adin, this is a payment for the Malve. That means even though the original transaction of Halvo was not that the Malve should end up with real estate, The transaction of Halvo was he's lending him, let's say, $1,000 to get back $1,000. But since Lemaise, he didn't have $1,000 to pay up. So this was the payment. Bezen was shum the kark, and the kark is worth $1,000. So Bezen was shum this kark and gave it to the Malva. So Mamele, Meiker Adin, let us say later, the Leiva will come to the Malva, The lady will say, no, I have money now. Give me back the karka and I'll give you the $1,000. Meikar hadin, the loiva is not right. Because the malva was paid up with the karka. This is his karka. This was the payment finished. We'll see later as the sugya progresses, there's a concept of vasisa hayoshel batoiv. That the malva should be mevata. That means even though meikar hadin, the karka belongs to him. But since the whole transaction, meikore, was adaita, that means the transaction was not to acquire a karka, the transaction was he's lending him $1,000 to get back $1,000. So therefore, if the loive will give him now the $1,000, which was the chilas halvo, he should return the karka and accept $1,000. But there's a machlokes in this. Others hold that shuma lo yotro. That means it's a leidik. He was paid up. This is the payment for the chayv, and now it's his karka. And the malve is not mechuyev to return the karka now. So there's a shail in this. Now, from Rav Nachman we see that Rav Nachman does hold shuma hodro. So that's the Gemara's kasha. Nichsei loive sheshamu bezn lebal chayv, chayz renei lov, im noisein mois lebal chayv ki hoche, tohoda rapadna lemore. So the Gemara answers, no. It's no raya that Rav Nachman holds shuma hodro. Could be shuma loy hodro. Now here, the shuma betoy sabe, the sova hoyo sha'ovdu hanizome. Rav Nachman that said that the nifkad is mechuyev to pay him the partner, he was under the impression that the rings were lost by yidei pshiyusoy. So Mamela, so he owes him the payment for the rings. He's mechuyev to pay him. Varei lo yovdu, but really, they never were lost. There never was a chiyev to pay, they were just misplaced. So Mamela, they never owed him anything, so the whole thing was a toys. So therefore, Rav Nachman Paskin, they should give him back his kippi, and he should give him back the apadna. Now, before we see Taisvis, I'd like to mention an important nekude, the Zarash ben Aritve, that say as follows. Number one, the whole aloche of Shuma Hodro, which we're speaking about, do we say Shuma Hodro, don't we say Shuma Hodro? This aloche applies as follows. That means if the loiva comes to the malva, and he tells the malva, listen, Ikeradin, you weren't entitled to a karka. I didn't hear what to pay, so Bezin gave you the karka. But now I hear what to pay, so give me back the karka. So then, there's a sort of a sisa yosha batoik, meikar adin, the karka belongs to the malva. No, the loive is requesting a toive, please. Also, sisa yosha batoik, we give back the karka to the loive. That is if the loive is requesting the karka. Here, the loive, there's no request from the loive to the karka. It was a yake kipi. The kipi, he says, very good, Bezin took it. Keep the apatna, I have the kipi. What bechlal, what shaykhis do we have here to the sugya of shuma hodra, loy hodra? The whole din of shuma hodra is if the loiva requests it should be returned. If the loiva is not requesting that it should be returned. So the Rashba explains, no. We have to understand like this. Number one, Rav Nachman told him, the yoike is not yours. That's number one. We'll explain this soon. The yoike is not yours. You have to pay the yoike. So Mimela, if the yoike is not his, so then he's not interested in the kippah. I mean, he's not in the jewelry business. They took away his apadna. So now the nifgad is interested in getting back his apadna. Now the shaila is, do we say shuma hadra or shuma lo yadra? That's what the Rashba says. But there's a mirdike kasha over here. The kasha, this the Ritva asks this kasha, the whole concept of shuma hadra l'chayr is not applicable over here. Why? Because who does, like this, we had a sugya, shilein leirotza lishova. We had a mishnah, the nifkad paid leirotza lishova. He did a toive to the mafkid. Because of this, the mafkid is makne him the pora. The Gemara said he can be makne the kefil, he's makne the pora. We had to lishoines if he's makne him. When he gave it over to him, he's makne to him. Sho'achas koidim gneve, he's makne to him. Because he's indebted to what he did. So memele, so, if, in our case, the mafkid would have been indebted to the nifkat, and he was maknim the kipi. And now, will Clara Shaila, can he give back the kipi? Can he give back the can he demand back the apadna, and he should take the kipi? So then, there's a sugya of shuma hodro. That means if the kipi belonged to the nifkat and the apadna belongs to the mafkid, so now there's a shaila, can we request give back what you acquired? But l'chayre, in our gemara, it was atrechei lebeidine. He wasn't makna anything. The kipi doesn't belong to the nifka, the kipi belongs to the mafkid. It wasn't maknim the kipi. So the kipi is the mafkid. So this is his kipi. So versteitzach, so here's your kipi, so give me back the partner. This has no shaykhis whatsoever to the sugya of shuma hodro loy hodro. The sugya of shuma hodro is pshat is that this became yours. I owe you money. I didn't pay you money. So there's a shaila. Now can I give you money and you should give back? But over here, the kipi does not belong at all. The kipi does not belong at all to the nifka. The kipi belongs to the mafkid. It's, it never was magnetum. So this is, here's your kipi, so memela, so if you have your kipi, so for shteitzich, you have no right to take the karka. So this is a moyudik akashe. But the Ritva asks, so what is the connection to shuma hodra? The whole concept of shuma hodra would only be applicable if the kipi belonged to the nifkat. Then we can clear a shaila, can he request, now the kipi are mine, the karka is yours, let's please give me back the karka and I'll give you back the kipi. But if the kipi never belonged to the nifkat, so he has no shaykhis at all with shuma hodra. Zok the Rosh, Zok the Ritva, Amoyre the Kemahalach, Zok the Ritva, he was makna him the kipi. That means the minute he paid him for it, he's not going to be maknehim the kipi that he should acquire revochim from it, because it was atrechei lebeidine, but the kipi that since he's paying him for the kipi, he's paying him with that partner. So since he's paying him for the kipi, he's maknehim the kipi. That means chutz chutz from the Rebach, the Rebach and Amakna to you, but the Kippi Take belongs to the, was Maktam the Kippi, even though it's Atchela Beidin, if I'm getting an apartment, so I'm Maktam you the Kippi, you're paying me for the Kippi, so I'm going to Maktam you the Kippi, after you should get Rebochim from it, but on Kaponim, the Etzim Kippi is yours. That's what the Ritva says. So Memela, because you paid me for the Kippi, so Memela, now that we informed the Nifkad, Lamaisa, the Rebach does not belong to you. So then the Nifkad decides, no, if the Rebach won't belong to me, what do I need a kippi for? So Memela, I would prefer back my apartment. So this was the Shaila of Shumahodra. This is the Sugi of Shumahodra. Can he say, take, I want to give you back, this is my kippi now. The Rebach belongs to you. The yoike belongs to you, but it's my kippi. So, take back the now I want to pay you the kippi, you should give me back the partner. So this is the sugya of Shumahodra. And that the Gemara says, no, this was a Shuma Betois. This whole concept that there was a payment for the kippi was only when we were under the impression that the kippi were lost. So then you have to pay for the kippi. So this is a payment. And then there's a akno of the kippi mitzad, the mafki to the nifka. But since the kippi were never lost, so this whole esek was an esek betois. So memela, that is why Rav Nachman paskind hoda rapadne v'hoda kippi. That's how the Ritva says pshat. Let us see Teisvis. Vaisvine Shile. Rove Estakashe from Shile. Now, we hear two Lashainis in the Gemara by Shilem Vleirotza Lishova that the Shomer is Koine the Pore. There's a Shaila if he's Koine Bishas Mesire or if he's Koine Shoachas Koinem Gneve. So now Taisvis is going, Zera Taisvis, Sarosh. Taisvis is going according to the first Losh. That he's Koine Bishas Mesire. Vitzorech Loima. Di Yukra de Kipi Aveshvoche da Alme Kemoi Kfeile. Leidomi legizis of lodois toise schwach nikter begufa beheim. So toisves es a kashe. That means, what bechlal was Rav's kashe? By keifel, we said that's a revach do osu mi alme. So we said that is magnetem. Gizis of lodois. That's a revach, the osu mi gufay, so that pachlal is not maknetim. I feel in a case where it's lay atreche lebeidine. He's not maknetim, the gizis of lodis. So lechere toisvis era kasha, the yoiker, lechere is not a revach, the osu mi alma. The thing became more expensive. So lechere, so this is a revach to osu migufe. So bechlal rovis kasha fangt sich nicht an. Just like Jesus of Lodis do not belong to the nifkat. Because this is a revach to osu migufe. So who adin, the yoike should not belong to the nifkat. So what was rovis kasha to begin with? And for Toisvis, Tzorech loime di yukre di kipi aveshvoche da alme kemoi kveile. That means what people, that what pshat, it became more expensive. Pshat is people are willing to give more money for it. That is not called a shvoche de gufe. That's called a shvoche. People now, because of the scarcity of keeping, so people are willing to give more money for it. So this is called a revach da'osu ma'alme. So memela, this is equivalent to keifel. That's called, that is never magnetem, the shvach that comes from the gufa behemet. But this is called a revach, the osam yalmen, and this This he should be maknetim if there would not be a svore of atrechei lebeidine. Atrechei lebeidine. So Rava said Rav Nachman did not answer him because here there's no reason to give the nifkat revochim since he was matriach the mafkid to shlatim to bezn. The loydomi la atrechei lishvue de konik feile le Rava kishishilaim achrekei. Rav Nachman hutzrach ligvois apadeno. Zuktaisves azay. That Rove holds that what is the din if the shema was nishba? The shema was nishba, and then he decided to pay. So Rove holds. Rav Shita is a Baba Kame that the mafkid is makdim the kefil, even though before he patted himself, he didn't pay right away in his own accord. First he swore, and he was potted to pay, and then he decided to pay him. So Rav holds, he's also makdim the kefil. So Taisman says, Loidomi la'atrachei l'shvue dekoni kefila l'rovek sheshileim acheke. It was also an atrachei, he didn't pay him and his own accord. First he patted himself. The hosom mishalim b'tzayni ba'al kaponim there, take, but when he paid already, he paid on his own free will. So therefore, because of a tashlumim b'rotzayn, the mafkid is maskim to give him revochim. Aber Rav Nachman hutzach ligvois apadnoi. Rav Nachman had to be goyve the apadna. He did not at all want to pay. So if the payment is bal kochay, the nifka, then he's zicha not maknim the keifel, the revochim, the yoker or the keifel. Omri, let us go further in the Gemara. Now we're going to learn a little of the halachas of Shuma Hodra, of Shuma Loi Hodra. Omri Nerdoi Shuma Hodra Atresa Yarchi Shat. The Nerdoi said that Shuma Hodra, that means it's not a hefkebelt. That means a loive paid up with karke. And so, till 12 months, the loive can be paid the karka if he gives him the money. But after 12 months already, was already the karka of the malve. 5 years later, the loive is going to come and say, you know, I got money now, give me back the karka. It's not a hefkevelt. He has 12 months to be paid the karka. But after 12 months, the malve can say, I'm sorry, it's my karke, and he's not mechuyev to accept the payment from the loive. Omar ameimer ano min erdoi ano. I also come from an erdo. Usvirali, and I hold shuma hodoloilo. I hold no. Altsvasisa yoshibatoiv even after 12 years, after 20 years. If the loive will now come up with money and they'll pay the malva the money, so the din is shuma hodoloilam, is the malva is mechuyev to return to him the karka. The hilchese shuma hodoloilam mishum shenema vosisa hayosha vatoi. Als vosisa hayosha vatoi, that's right, meiker adin taka the karka is yours. But since lemaise, the transaction mitchila was not that you should acquire karka. The transaction mitchila was that you should get back your money. So even though you ended up with karka, als yosher and toiv, if the loiver wants back his karka and he's paying you what you lent him, als yosher and toiv, you should return to him the karka and accept the money. Look the Gemara weiter. Pshite shomolei lebalchoy. What will be the din? If the bezdin was shoma karke to a malve. Now, the malve is the karke. Va'ozal ihu v'shama lebal chayv didei. That means this malva was a loiver to another malva, and he went and he paid up his malva with his kalke. Now the first loiver comes to the second malva. He says, listen, here's money. Give me back the kalke. So the Gemara says, Pshita shamalei lebalchay. Va'ozal ihu. Now this balchay, the first malva, went, v'shame lebalchay v'didei. He gave it to his malva. Omrina lei, so we'll tell the second malva, lei odif at migavre da'osis mine. You're not better than the first malva. Just like by the first malva. We tell the first malva, there was a halvo, there was no mecher, there was a halvo, and be'etzem you were, rightfully, you were supposed to get back money. He didn't have money, so he gave you a kalke. Now that he has money, atzvosisa hayoshel v'atoiv, you should accept the money. So memele, the second malva, we say the same time that to the second malva. I mean, you were a malva to the first malva, but again, you lent him money, so meek, and then you're entitled to receive money. You got back a kalke. Fine, you got back a kalke, because the malva did not have money. But now the first loive is coming to you to pay back, and since the whole transaction was halva, and not mekech hamemke, is layodif at migavre da'osis minem. Zavna, but what will be the din if the malve sells the karke to a lekeach? That means the malve was gave a karke, and now someone comes over to the malve and he says, no, you have this karke, I'd like to buy this karke. And he sells him the karke. Now, v'yavei b'matone is also very understandable that he gave someone a kalke b'matone. Uta will come back in a second. V'adai hani mikora adaita da'are nochis v'lav adaita d'zuzi nochis. So, memele, if someone bought a kalke, someone purchased a karke. So now this person who purchased the karke from the malve, he's not interested in money. He had money. He wanted the karke. And he purchased the karke from the malve. Now the loive can't come to this lekeach and tell him, well, this was my karke. Here's the money. I paid for this kalke. I'm not interested in money. I paid the malve for this kalke. I want this kalke now. Don't be misalik me from the kalke. So since is keeping the mikora daite do arenochis, when he purchased this kalke, daite do arenochis, vlava daite do zuzinochis, so memele, the loive cannot take it away from the lekeach. The loive cannot take it away from the mekabel matod. Now, Uto, we'll see there are two mahalchim. One mahalach is, perhaps this was Rashi Shite, there is a concept, v'hoyo v'yoyman chiloi es bonov. The Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika holds that a father can be manchil his ben bein abonim. That means a father can decide in Yerushas Hashavim how the chalokim should be. That means if a father has five sons, so the father can say this son should get X amount, this one should get X amount, and the father can divide the Yerusha lefi daitoi. So let's say in this case that the malva, let us just say this pshat, we'll see Tosfos, that Vayabim and Chila Yezbonov, the father wants to give this son a karka. Finish. He wants to give this son a karka. So therefore, the loive cannot come. The loive cannot come to the son and tell him, you know, here's the money, give me back the karka. That means the karka was given to me. This is a different reshus. This is not the reshus amalve. Is ani mikor adaita da are nochis v'lav adaita da zuzi nochis. Now, let us see Rashi and Taisvis. So, Rashi, zov no ute, bal choyv sheshom oloi karke, umochro. Now, he sold this karke, oi she nosno, oi gave it by matona, oi hoirish. Rashi and after Zayin says, Utoi Risho le'echod mibonov, l'cheire, that's like Rabbi Yochanan and Ben Broike. He was Moirishit. That's the case of Ute. Adaita da'are nochis, shei kalke shalehem. So this new transaction, this new acquirance of kalke, was that they should possess a kalke. Bloishi yekablu moiz. The ilu balchoiv ispe mishum vasisa yoshevatoi. When it comes to the balchoiv alone, so there's a tiny sisa yoshevatoiv damrinon, we tell the balchoiv, loi hoye lecha olav ele moiz. Your whole tviya to the loiva was a tviya moiz. Varei hein loch, here's the money. So what, the transaction, l'chadchila was not a transaction in real estate. You lent him money, but daitei to get back money. He didn't have money, so he gave you a karka. So this is a b'diyavadika payment, b'mokim the mois. So now that he has mois, give him back the karka. Avolei lo karka kono, but all these three cases, is karka kono, they purchased a karka, they acquired a karka, so now the loiva cannot come to them and tell them, give me back the karka, and I'll give you money. Let us see Taisvis. Zovna, v'im toima, v'amai loy mahadale, mamocha rishen l'sheni kol zchus shetovi liyodi. So Taisvis asks a mirdi kakasha. What's that Zovna? The malve sold the karke to a lekeach. So he says, listen, I wanted to purchase a karke, so my mele. So the loive can't be mesalik and bezuzi. In fact, he says, what do you mean? What you wanted. There's a concept, ma'mocha rishin l'sheini kol z'chushetobi liyode. A moicher cannot sell more than he possesses. That means if by the moicher alone, by the malva alone, the loive comes to the malva and says, give me back the karka. The loive can take away the karka from the malva. Now the malva sold the karka to the likaya. So the says, listen, I gave him money, I wanted a karka. But Rabid, you purchased a karka from a moicher who is a malva who is unable to keep the karka for himself. Your moich only has the karka, Kozman, the loiva doesn't want to be paid to the karka. The minute the loiva wants to be paid to the karka, he has to give back the karka. So you're telling me that, I wanted to purchase a karka. Fine, you want it, very good. But you purchased it from a person who didn't have a bailus, lechalutim on the karka. His ownership is mutful. It's mine. Kozman, the loiva won't be pointed. The loiva is pointed, it's not mine anymore. That's the Swiskashe. Ma'moch harishin l'sheini, kozchush etovi liyodai. V'yesh loima. So Taisva says, you're making a groven toys. Dorishin min hadin nami ein marsha. Me ikar hadin. It belongs to the Rishon. Shem Melchure Eloi. that Lemaise, it's sold to him already. It's not pshat, it's hold on to it, wait and let's see what happens. No, no, no. The minute the Malve gets the kalke, this is his kalke. I lent you money and you're paying me back with kalke. Zok Toisvis, I'll prove to you that it's Mechuri Eloi. Sherei Oichel Peiris Beloi Nach Yosef. What happens? Let's be Megashim Dinyan. He lent him $1,000. The Leiva goes and then pays him back the kalke. Fine. The Malva is the kalke. And the Malva is the kalke for 5 years. The Malva is the kalke for 5 years. Peiris grew on the kalke. The Peiris are worth $500. The Leiva comes after 5 years. He gives him $1,000. He gives him back the kalke. Ah, the Kesik over here. The Malva ended up with $1,500. The Malva ended up with so that's ribis. That is ribis. And the Gemara says, Boti Yerchaim is Taka ribis, where you have such a thing that the Moiche can be paid the bias. So Lecheire, this is a tzir of ribis. What shot? I eat peiris and I give you back the cock and I don't have to deduct the peiris that I ate. So Al Kolchoch, you know what pshat is, because napshat is that it doesn't belong to me. If you want to be paid it, it's mine. It's finished. The deal is over. It was paid up. You owed me $1,000. You gave me a kalke. The kalke is mine. It's finished. The kalke is mine. Now that's what the din is. That if you come with the money, I should give it back to you. It pshat is not pshat is you have a right to take it away from me. There's a dinami vasisa hayoshevatay. You're right. It's yours. It belongs to you. But as vasisa hayoshevatay, give it back to the, be matched back to the malv and accept the money. So this is a din vasisa hayoshevatay, but meikar a din it's mine. So memele, if I sold it to someone, so you can't come to the lekech and say mamocha rishon l'sheni kol zchusha tovi l'yodai. It belonged completely to the malve. The malve sold it to me. It's mine now. Now you can tell me vasisa hayoshevatay. I'm shuldik. By me, there's no inyan of hayoshevatay. Be mekayim by me, hayoshevatay. I gave money for a kalke. Atay tadara nochish. You want to take away the kalke that I purchased? That's what Taisus answers. The rishin min adin nami ein marsir shemachure hiloy. It's sultan. Shreyechol peiris beloy nechyoso. He eats peiris, and when he gives back the kalke, you do not have to deduct the peiris that he had eaten, because he ate the peiris of his kalke. Alamishum vasisa hayoshev atoiv mahado. That it's only a chiv of him as vasisa hayoshev atoiv. I'm giving you back my kalke and accepting your money. But that's pshat, it's vasisa hayoshev atoiv. Not in Hilchis Mominis, you have a schus to take it away from me. Lakach sheni loy mahadil. So the sheni who purchased it already, so now the whole shaila is only out, sisa yosheva toib. So he says, I'm sure that I'm also a yid. I gave money at I to the Ares, and my mail, there's no yosheva toib to take it away from me. Now the Gemara clears a shaila, and let us first learn one chelik of the shaila, which is perhaps easier to understand. Then we'll come back to the second chelik of the shaila. Shamu lo leisha. They were shom akarke to an isha. That means she was a pnuya. She lent someone $1,000. They gave her a cup. Ve'in siva, and she got married. And we'll see umesa, and she died. We'll skip over the second shayla. She died. What happened? she got a karka. She got a karka, her husband, and she got married. Then she died. Then she died. Now the loiva comes to the husband and wants to give him money. He should give back the karka. That is the shaila. So the Gemara calls a shaila baal benichsei ishtoi loikeyach aved. If he has a din of a loikeyach, loimedal. So he doesn't have to give back the karka. Amar Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina, Berusha Iskino, Ha'isha Shemocha Benichsei Meluk B'chayei Baila, U'meisa Habal Moitzi Miyad Ha'lekuches. So let us just learn this chelik of the Gemara, and then we'll come back to the second chelik, the second shaila. Sutrashi. Vinciva, afilu loy shama son labailo piksubo solis nixay tsayn balzel, shen knuyin labal. We're not talking about nixay tsayn balzel. Nixay is nixay maluk and nixay tsayn balzel. Nixay tsayn balzel means that when the woman gets married, the shom, the karka, then and there, how much is this karka worth? The shum, the karka, how much is this karka worth? It's worth $1,000. He's machayev himself, he's going to give $1,000 for this karka, if he dies or if he gives a get. And this is his karka. That means, so there was, it's ki'ilu, there was a transaction, b'shas de nisuyin, that she gave over this karka. That's nichsei tsayn balzel. Nichsei maluk is, she's not giving over this karka, it's her karka. He has a right to eat the payers from the karka, but he thought it's her karka. So now we're talking about, that's what our sugya is talking about. Va'afilu loishomoson levaylo biksuboso. She got married, and the karka was not hukne to the baila. Liyesh nichsei tzein baalzo shen knuyen lebaal. That is, considered like we mamish were makne the karka to the baal. Aleik v'son la'atzma. This karka is her karka. She's not giving it to her husband. Liyos nichsei meluk. Now what does nichsei meluk mean? Hakeren shelo. The karka belongs to her. V'abal oichel peiros. And the baal eats the peiros. That means the baal has a right to eat the payers from the karka, the etzem karka belongs to her. Baal benichsei meluk shel ishtoi. Now, we see later it's speaking about that she died. Now the lekeach is, now the loive, her loive, who gave her this karka before she got married, is coming to the Baal, and he wants to give him the money for the karka, and give me back the karka. So, Baal, benichsei meluk shel ishtoi, leikeyach ave, din leikeyach nosno boichacham. He is a din leikeyach. Hilkach loy meheda, heiched ishamolo, veinziva, umeisa viyor shabaylo. Does he have a din of a lekeach? And if he is a din of a lekeach, so that means that he bought the karka from her. Now, so his bailus on the karka is al lekeach. He bought the karka from her. Now the loive, wants to get back the karke, kedemrinen zovno adaita daar in noches. Yeah. That is the shaila. Does he have a din of a lekeach? Does he, or doesn't he have a din of a lekeach? So the Gemara answered, Baal v'nichse ishtoi lekeach habe, in loy meheda. Now how do we know there's a din of a lekeach? So let us see. So that was Atata Omar Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina Be'usha Hiskinu Ha'isha Shemocha B'nichsei Meluk B'chayei Baila U'meisa Ha'bal Moitzi Miyad Alokuchis. Now, what is Pshat? It was Atakone in Ushe Ha'bal Moitzi Miyad Alokuchis. Now we have to understand this Takon. Let's see what happened. Ha'isha shemocha b'nichsei meluk, liyois habal oichol peiris b'chayeha, v'guf ha'karka yiyah l'lekeach l'chshetomus u'meisa. There was such a maise. There was a maise, Anisha got married, and the din is the baal is oichol peiris. The karka is hers, and the baal is oichol peiris. Now, she went, so Rashi had explained before, Nichsel means the karka is hers. He is a schus achilas peiros. She went now and sold this karka to Reuven. She sold this karka to Reuven. Now what does that mean? So that means as follows. Kozman, she's the Kozman, the marriage, she's married to her husband. Her husband is a schus achilas peiros. He has a schus achilas peiros, so even though the karka is sold, but she can't be mafkia, his bailas from achilas peiros. But what should be if she's going to die? If she's going to die. So l'chayre, we would say as follows. The aloche is, a baal is yayre shes ishtay, whatever she possessed, he yashed. Now she went and sold the karka b'chayel. So, l'chayre, we would say, and me'ikir, then it is this way, if she sold the karke, b'chaye b'ayla, so Kozman, she's alive, the balit, the peiris, the leker, can't do anything because she can't sell the schus achilas peiris, which belongs to her bal, so her bal eats the peiris. The minute she dies, so l'chayre, now, the Baal can't say, listen, I want to yarshin my wife, because you can only yarshin what she left over. This karka was sold already. Just like when a father sells a karka, so then he sold it, then the father will die and the yarshin will come to the karka, listen, we yarshin. And shudik, you can only yarshin what belonged to the father, Mishas Misa, since he sold the karka, so the karka doesn't belong to him, so you don't yarshin it. So theoretically, without a takona, the din would have been that if she sold the karka b'chaye b'ayla, so Kozman, she's alive, and the husband's alive, the husband eats the peiros, and the leker can't say anything. But the minute she dies, the leker should step in and says, the karka was sold to me, and the karka belongs to me. But there was a takonis ushe. Baal moitzi, Ha'isha shemocha v'nichse meluk liya yisaba aloichol peiros b'chayeh v'guf ha'karki yilekech l'shatomus u'meisa. Baal moitzi guf ha'karka miyad ha'lekuchis. The Baal takes away the guf ha'karka miyad ha'lekuchis. V'hochi mukila b'peik yisha b'ksubis. Takonis isha b'gufo shel karka la'acha misa. Takonas Isha Usha was that the Baal can be moitzi from the Lekeach the Gufa Kalke. Now how does that work? How can be moitzi the Gufa Kalke? Alme ki Lekeach Shavyu Rabbonom Va'om Aloi Ani Lokachti Rishay. Amirdike Takone. Chazal said that if she ever decides to sell this Kalke, she can't sell it. If she's going to die, she can't sell this karka, and we consider ki'ilu it was previously sold to her husband. That means if she dies before her husband, so if her husband would acquire the kalka als yoyrish, so the kalka would not belong to him, because the kalka was already sold by her to Alikeya. Chazal said that the husband is adina Alikeya chrishem, and therefore, when she dies, the kalka belongs to him. I purchase it before you. If he would be like any other Yairish, and the din is Abal Yarshin says Ishtoi, is Yairish Shemocha Oviv Nechosov Bechayov, Ein Lo Yerushabeth, a Yairish cannot Yarshin something when his father had sold already. And so without this Takonis Ushe, the din would have been that as soon as she dies, so the mechire is, it was previous made to the lekeich, so the lekeich would take away the kalk. But usha yiskinu, kshoisa sanhedrin, but usha, shagosa v'yosh v'shon sanhedrin, dekum inibre shoshone, gabi asore masois, so by usha they were misakin, that they gave the din abal of a lekeich rishon. So let us go back now to our shaila. So our shaila was that she was a malcha. She was shomu lo kalka. And now, and then she got married, and then she died. Now the loive is coming to the husband, and the loive is telling the husband, give me back the kalka, and here's the money. So we tell the Baal, no, this is the din of Zovna. He already purchased the kalk. Adaita da Arenochis. Where was that? That was the Konis Usha, that he has a din of a Lekeya Chishim. So therefore, the Loive cannot force him to give back the kalk.